The Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis. Popular disc jockey Mack Harmon is in trouble, deep trouble. But here, let him tell you about it.
Help!
You see, someone is trying to kill him. At least he thinks so. Is it a case of mistaken identity, or was that bullet really meant for a man of his caliber? Was his car deliberately smashed? Or did someone from the EPA merely have a thing about gas guzzlers? In a moment, we'll bring you Act One of I Used to Go With a Girl Like That, a crisis comedy written by Tony Aries and starring Robert E. Lee Hardwick and Jack Morton. And now, I Used to Go With a Girl Like That. Mack Harmon, fearing for his life, is headed for the police station. But in the meantime, Sergeant Denny Brennan is being confronted with a real problem.
Yes, ma'am?
Officer, my baby is missing.
Your baby?
Yes, Penelope.
Oh, how long?
Oh, she's about this long.
No. I mean, how long has she been missing?
Oh, 2 days.
Well, give me a description and I'll turn you over to missing person.
Well, she was wearing a pink bow and her tail was shaved.
What?
Do you think she's kidnapped?
Now, wait a minute. Is this missing person by any chance a dog?
Well, technically, yes. But she thinks she's a person.
Lady, we don't have time to
Sergeant.
Young man, just wait.
Sergeant, this is a matter of life and death. Mine.
I was here first. You just wait your turn.
Lady, I don't have time to take a number. The next time I see you, I may be dead. Lady, he appears to be very serious here. Maybe we should just kind of
What about my poodle? She's so helpless and affectionate and fluffy, and she's probably dirty.
I used to go with a girl like that. Poodle. You gotta be kidding, lady. I should be updating my will at this minute, and you lost a dog? She probably ran off with a Great Dane. Call the dog pound. Buy a loud whistle. Pretend you're a fire hydrant, but just don't get in my way. Let me talk to the sergeant, will you? Somebody's trying to cash in my chips, and I'm not even in the game.
Lady...
Sergeant, your superiors will hear about this. I'll be back, and as for you, young man...
Yeah?
Sit on it. That's the trouble with this world today. Everybody's so pushy.
Well, now, sir, what seems to be your problem?
Seems? Sergeant, you see this hole in my coat sleeve? That is not from a hungry moth. That is a bullet hole. Take a look at my car outside. The sides are all caved in. I had to escape between two buses. You want to buy a tall, thin Buick? Oh God, I got to calm down or I'll die of high blood pressure before they kill me.
You think someone is trying to kill you?
Let me put it this way. Someone is trying to kill me.
May I have your name, please?
Mack Harmon.
You're Mack Harmon? The disc jockey?
I'll be the late disc jockey if you guys don't get on a stick.
I listen to you every morning on the way to work.
Why is it every time somebody finds out I'm a DJ, their voice drops 3 octaves?
I'm on the radio, too. Of course, it's just the police radio, but...
Sergeant, do you have a name?
Yes. It's Denniston Brennan III. My friends call me Denny.
Denniston Brennan III... Shouldn't you be filling out a report or something?
What? Yes, of course. Here's one right here. Okay, now let's take it from the top. Is that how you say it?
My name is Mack Harmon.
Well, I know that.
Just write it down. I got a shack on the beach, 405 Shore Drive.
Shore Drive, I got that.
And someone is trying to kill me.
Just a minute.
What's the matter?
Well, I got to start a new form. This one's got something about a lost poodle on it here. Okay, here we are. Now we're ready. Now let's see. Phone number.
555-1515.
Okay, got that. Now, complaint.
Well, let's see if I can remember it. Oh, yes. There have been 2 attempts on my life, and 3 is not my lucky number. I was driving home from work this afternoon, see, and this car pulls up alongside, and there's a gun sticking out the window, and it goes off. There's a hole in my polyester jacket. Look, it's right there.
Uh-oh.
I doubt if you can fix that.
I know. They chased me through the traffic. I finally got away, and I drove straight here.
Did you get the license number?
Oh, sure. I'm swerving through heavy traffic at 70 miles an hour, and I should jot down the license number.
You should always get the license number.
I didn't have a pencil and paper. Why would anybody want to kill me? I mean, sure, I play some crummy music and my jokes are rotten, but couldn't they just send me a nasty note like everybody else?
Crummy music.
You don't have to write that down.
Well, we'll be in touch, Mr. Harmon.
What? In touch? I mean, that's it?
Well, there's no more room in the form.
I don't believe this.
Well, I'll tell you what. We don't want to detain you, so...
Detain me?
We'll send someone out to your place later to get all the details.
You got all the details, except the inscription on my tombstone.
Now, calm down, Mr. Harmon. Look, it's a nice hot day. You go home, relax, go for a walk on the beach.
The way things are going, I'd step on a landmine. Okay. Maybe you're right. I'm terrified. But I'll go home. I'll walk on the beach in the hot sun. I'll shake and bake. You promise to put somebody on this case?
I promise.
Denny, I believe you. You don't have to hold your hand over your heart. Look, whoever comes out, look for me on the beach. If he sees somebody buried in the sand, tell him to make sure I'm breathing, okay? I'll see you around, Denny.
Mr. Harmon, one more question.
Yeah.
May I have your autograph?
Denny, you're right. There's nothing like the sun on your back and the hot sand on your feet to make you relax and think straight. Who'd want to kill a lovable, cuddly DJ like me? You guys, watch out with a frisbee! Popular disc jockey killed by exploding frisbee. This is not my day. What next?
Radio star drowns in freak tidal wave.
Hey, where'd you come from? Oh, here, kitty. Here, kitty, come on. What am I doing? I hate cats. Get out of here. Shoo. Yeah.
Here, kitty. Here, Tilly.
Wait, cat. You belong to her? That tall, ravishing thing heading this way? Here, kitty. Here, kitty. Gotcha.
Oh, thank you for catching her. She's always running away from me.
That's hard to understand.
Well, anyway, thanks.
Well, no sweat. I love cats. You know, never in my life before have I ever seen a cat on a beach. You know, come to think of it, what a crazy sandbox.
I'm Peggy Matthews.
Mac Harmon.
Hi, Mac. You mean the guy on the radio?
Yep.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Well, you don't look like you should, though. Are you sure you're him?
Cross my heart and hope to die. Oops, I'll rephrase that.
I've never met a celebrity before. Could I walk with you?
Where'll we go?
Oh, anywhere. Isn't it a beautiful day?
For some people.
Look at the sun shining on the cliffs. Let's head over that way. Come on, Tilly.
I'll carry her. Sand's hot.
You like my new bikini?
Yeah.
It's two sizes too small.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the scar?
The scar?
There, on your thigh.
Oh, well, it was an accident. I forgot all about it.
Were you hurt bad?
No.
Oh, good. Are you married?
Not anymore. One day she called me a tedious bore. Not only is that untrue, I said, it's redundant. Anyway, it all worked out. She fell in love with a Xerox salesman and they ran off together.
Wow.
But that's enough about me. What does Peggy Matthews do?
She eats lunch and she just happens to have a picnic basket in the car.
That's great. Why don't you go get it? We'll go up on the cliff where the picnic tables are.
Oh, back in a jiff. You wait right there.
Hey, how about the cat?
Oh, keep an eye on her. She likes you.
Okay, cat. Now, don't give me any trouble. Hey, cat, come back here. You're not up the side of the cliff. Come down here. Oh, now you've done it, dummy. You're stuck up there. Okay. Here comes Spider-Man. Why don't you use the path like everybody else does? My horoscope this morning was right. Certain situations may prove confusing, but you will rise to new heights. Hey, what's that? There's a picnic table teetering on the edge of the cliff, and it's going to come over. Watch out, cat. Here it comes. It's going to get out of there. Come on, let's jump.
Geronimo!
Oh, my leg.
Matt, what happened?
That's my ankle. I landed on my ankle. This is going to look great on my medical form. Cause of accident. Attacked by flying picnic table. Just lift that piece of board off my foot, will you, please?
I almost got... Oh. There. How do you suppose it happened?
Well, either that cliff gave way under the weight of the table, or it was pushed over the edge. Check box A or B.
Pushed? You're not serious.
You know, I think I'm the victim of overkill. Yeah, at least the cat's okay. You know, she probably saved my life if I hadn't been looking up. Come here, cat. That's a girl. Let me give you a big kiss, huh? One more thing, I think I found out I'm allergic to cats.
And now, back to I used to go with a girl like that.
Oh, did I need that sleep? Ooh, and I smell coffee.
About time you got up. Here it is. Ooh. Breakfast is ready. Sit down.
Breakfast? Just don't give me any of that cereal that's liable to go snap, crackle, and kaplooey.
Oh, here it is. Eggs a la Peggy. How's your ankle this morning?
Well, it's a little swollen, but it's not fatal. You know, I was lucky. Aren't you eating?
I did.
What time is it? Oh, no. Oh, I forgot. I'm supposed to be on the air.
Oh, no, you're not. I called in and said your grandmother died.
Ah, good. I've only used that four times. Hey, these are fun eggs. What do you got in them?
Peanut butter and mashed up zucchini.
I withdraw the question. Where'd the food come from? The last time I looked in the refrigerator, there was only an old package of Limburger cheese and a box of baking soda, coughing.
I was out and around early.
Any calls?
Oh, yeah. The police. I told them what happened on the beach, and they're sending someone over.
If they don't send somebody pretty soon, they're going to have to bring along a medium.
Now, Matt, if someone were really out to get you, don't you think he would have succeeded in three tries?
Well, maybe he flunked hitman school. What do I know?
You're not eating your eggs.
Oh, sorry. My cholesterol count is somewhere between abnormal and Forest Lawn. Where did you sleep?
In there on the couch. You've really got to replace that thing. It's too short, it squeaks, and it's got lumps in all the wrong places.
You know, I used to go with a never mind. Where's the cat?
Oh, look out the window. There's someone running along the beach, and Tilly's chasing him. He's running this way, up the steps.
Where can I hide? Under the lumpy couch. What's going down,
some
man?
Guy just went through a hole in the porch.
Oh, hey, Mr. Harmon, help!
It sounds like... Oh, it is. That is Sergeant Denniston Brennan III standing in my porch like a crane with a hernia. Denny...
Oh, don't just stand there. Will you remove this cat from my head, please?
Oh, sure. Here, please. Kitty, come on now. There you go. Now go play in the ocean, Tilly.
Oh. Oh. You know there's a hole in your porch?
No, Denny, hum a few bars. Here, let me help you get your foot out. Ow. There, I got it. Now come in the house, will you? What are you doing here?
I've been assigned to your case.
Oh, grand.
I'm sorry I'm late. You remember that little old lady at the precinct?
Yeah, you were running down her dog.
You're close, but I veered just in time.
Denny, let the disc jockey tell the jokes, will you, please?
Hi. Would you like some coffee?
Hi. No, thanks. No, I'm very happy to meet you, Mrs. Harmon.
We're not married, Denny.
Uh-oh. Oh, excuse me. See, I naturally thought, I mean, you know...
If you gentlemen will excuse me, I'll start the dishes. Nice meeting you.
Yeah. Who's she?
The cat's mother.
Oh. Does she always do the dishes in her bikini?
Oh, I hope so.
How long have you known her?
Well, her cat picked me up on the beach yesterday.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You shouldn't talk to strangers.
Yes, Mother.
But I mean, she could be the one that's after you.
You mean that gorgeous thing there standing, scraping the frying pan and jiggling? No.
Where did she come from?
I don't know.
Where does she live?
I don't know.
What's her name?
Peggy Matthews. Well, one out of three ain't bad.
She cooked your breakfast?
Yeah.
She could have poisoned you already.
Oh, you're crazy.
What'd you eat?
What'd I eat? Come to think of it, I...
Frankly, Mr. Harmon,
The feeling at the department is that someone is playing a game with you.
Well, if it's tiddlywinks, they're using loaded tiddlies. I tell you, my life is in danger.
Now will you believe me?
Get away from the window.
Someone threw a rock through the window. Here it is.
If it's shaped like a tiny tombstone, it's for me.
There's a note on it.
What's it say?
If you expect your radio show to survive, better put it on tape, because you won't be there live.
Oh, a rock poet. Heavy.
Well, there's more. There'll soon be an end to your worry and strife, but today is the last day of the rest of your life.
Oh, I got one. Mac, be nimble. Mac, be quick. Get out of my way. I'm going to be sick. Okay, I'll be right there. I must have dozed off. What time is it? Oh, it's dark. Where is everybody? I'm coming. Peggy! Denny! Cat! Hello. Oh, hello there, dial tone. How are you tonight? You know, you sound a little like my ex-wife. She ran away with a Xerox salesman, you know. I think they went to Pango Pango or Baden Baden or Walla Walla. Well, it's been nice chatting with you. Give my regards to Busy Signal. What's that? Somebody's outside. Oh, they're coming up the steps. He's on a porch. Maybe he'll fall in the hole. He didn't fall in the hole. Who is it? There's nobody home.
Mac Harmon?
Go away. Go away. I gave it the office.
Open the door and let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Now I know how the first little piggy felt.
Will you please open the door?
Never.
It's important.
Never.
I'm Officer Penny from the precinct. Denny sent me.
I'm on the way. Oh, would you come in, please? Am I glad to see you?
Denny thought you might be frightened and sent me to keep an eye on you. I'm Officer Henderson Penny, at your service.
Penny, meet Chicken Little.
Are you all right?
Wait, I was only kidding. Your name is Henny Penny?
Right.
I think I'm in trouble. Well, Officer Penny, pull up a chair and keep your gun handy. Some creep is trying to convince me that I should not rush out and buy a new toothbrush. Oh, excuse me a minute, Penny, gee. The way things are going, this is going to be somebody asking me to enter the Bonnie and Clyde look-alike contest. Hello.
Mac? Denny Brennan.
Denny, where have you been?
I tried to call you a few minutes ago. I had to come to the precinct, but I'll be back.
Don't bother, Denny. Henny Penny's here.
Who?
Henny Penny, the officer you sent over from the precinct to protect me.
I didn't send anybody over there.
What?
You mean there's a guy there calling himself Henny Penny? And he's going to protect you? What's going on? Is the sky falling?
control yourself. I'm dead serious. Listen. Strike that. Denny, I'm looking at him right now. He's sitting at my kitchen table. He's pointing a gun at me. A gun. Denny, stop laughing. And
hang up, Mac.
You bet. Can I get you anything? A little coffee?
You're stalling for time.
I got instant.
No. No coffee. One for the money, two for the show.
Uh-oh. Is that anything like ready aim?
You got it.
Penny, don't you think you should wait for the others?
Others? What others?
Turkey Verkey and Goosey Lucy. They wouldn't want to miss this.
Pretty cute for a man who's about to die.
Die? I? Why?
Remember your scar? The one on your leg? You were in an accident?
Yeah. Right, last year there was this dopey driver. On the wrong side of the street, he went through a stoplight and hit me broadside, the crazy idiot.
I was the other driver.
Oops.
My ice cream wagon was smashed to smithereens.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
All my goodies. Finger bars, crunchy food, melting all over the street. Remember? All crushed and yucky.
Yeah. They couldn't stop the music box, man.
Can it?
Oh.
They took away my license. You put me out of business. Well, now it's your turn.
Oh, wait.
Get this beast off me!
Sick him, Tilly.
Just climb and get off!
Tilly, let me help you. Oh, no.
Okay, okay. All right, now. Henny Penny, I got the gun. One move out of you, and there'll be a dramatic rise in your belly button count. Hey, babe,
Cap,
don't just sit there grinning. Go call Denny. Hey, where's that coffee?
Coming right up.
Well, I'm going back to work tomorrow.
I know.
And I was kind of wondering... Well, what I mean to say is I'm getting kind of used to the patter of little feet around the house.
What do you mean, Tilly?
No, I don't mean the cat. I mean, well, the kitchen would just never be the same without a bikini in it.
Oh, I may pop in now and then. Here's your coffee.
Hey, what are you eating?
Look what I found in back of the freezer. A crunchy poo.
Really? How is it?
Tantalizing. It's creamy and a little bit nutty, and it's melting in my hands.
I used to go with a girl. Well, never mind. Hey, put that thing down. Come over here.
I Used to Go with a Girl Like That was written and directed by Tony Aries for Crisis. We'll be back in a minute with the names of our players and a word about next week's program. Tonight, Crisis presented I Used to Go with a Girl Like That. Written and directed for Crisis by Tony Aries. And starring Robert E. Lee Hardwick as Mac Harmon, Jack Morton co-starred as Denny Brennan, with Marilyn Fairbanks as Peggy Matthews and the Little Old Lady, and Jay Green as Henny Penny. Sound was created by Jeff Thompson, engineering by Carney Barton. Crisis is produced at Audio Recording Incorporated. Join us next week, won't you? This is your producer, Jim French, speaking.